It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Yo, what's up, NoOffseason.com fam? I am Paul Hickey. Happy Monday, April 29th, and welcome to the Baseball Card Market Update here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Monday on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. NoOffseason.com, of course, is the number one place for you to get all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at NoOffseason.com. Time to jump into the data, people. Let's look at the top Bowman Chrome and Bowman Draft card sales in the last 7 days, raw or graded. At the top still sits Jackson Holliday, despite the abysmal start to his Major League Baseball career. 100 sales of his 2022 Bowman Draft base paper first in PSA 10. Average sale price, $36.31. Ellie De La Cruz, 2022 Bowman Paper Prospects Raw, first prospect, sold 68 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $5.84. De La Cruz's chrome version of that card, but in PSA 10, Pop 96.94, sold 65 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $60.40. The raw version of that card sold 61 times in the last 7 days for an average price of $12.72. Paul Skeens up in the top 10 this week. His 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome Refractor First Raw sold 53 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $23.33. The paper version of that card, Raw, sold 51 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $4.53. And just the base chrome non-refractor sold 51 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $11.23. All right, let's go over to the top Bowman Chrome and Bowman Draft cards in PSA 10 sales in the last 7 days. We mentioned Holliday's Bowman Draft base first paper Pop 4002 in PSA 10, sold 100 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $36.31. De La Cruz's Chrome First from 2022 Bowman. We talked about that card. That card sold 65 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $60.40. The paper version of De La Cruz's 2022 Bowman First in PSA 10 is a Pop 5732. That card sold 54 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $37.31. Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Bowman 49 base. This is a paper card. In PSA 10, Pop 11,282, sold 32 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $95.55. Okay, let's go over to the top baseball cards. Rookie, non-rookie, Bowman, Tops, doesn't matter. All baseball cards, raw or graded, in the last 7 days. Top sales volume, 418 sales in the last 7 days of Ellie De La Cruz's 2024 Tops 141 base raw, still the most sold card on the baseball card market all year, basically sold 418 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $3.63. De La Cruz's 2024 Topps Heritage 473 base raw sold 192 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $5.08. De La Cruz's 2024 Topps Stars of the MLB raw sold 161 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price, $2.34. Finally, a non-De La Cruz card, Jackson Holliday's 2022 Bowman Draft Paper First, we talked about in PSA 10, that sold 100 times in the last 7 days. And Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1989 Upper Deck 1-star rookie base raw sold 76 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $55.08. Still one of the hottest selling baseball cards of all time from a bulk perspective. That's up 10.5% in the last 7 days. Okay, now let's look at graded cards only in the baseball card market. Doesn't have to be a rookie card, but the top selling one is Jackson Holliday. 100 sales in the last 7 days of the 2022 Bowman Draft Base First Paper. We talked about that one. De La Cruz's 2024 Tops 141 base in PSA 10 sold 66 times in the last 7 days for an average sale price of $58.11. Again, these are all graded baseball cards. De La Cruz's 2022 Bowman Chrome First Prospect in PSA 10 sold 65 times in the last 7 days. We talked about that card already. We talked about the paper version of that card already. Otani's 2018 Tops US 285 rookie debut in PSA 10 pop 8777 sold 48 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $73.92. Otani's 2018 Tops update US 1 base PSA 10 is a pop 13,334. Sold 45 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $78.05. Juan Soto's 2018 Tops update US 300 base PSA 10 is a pop 23,229. Sold 34 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $50.69. Top PSA 10s, we've covered just about all of these. So let's skip down to Otani's 2018 Topps Chrome 150 base pitching in PSA 10, pop 11,906. 37 sales of this card in the last 7 days. Average sale price $161. Otani's 2018 Topps update US 153 base, Japan's finest, sold 27 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $33.43. And we got a Gavin Lux sighting. His 2020 Topps 292 base PSA 10 pop 17,923, sold 26 times in the last 7 days. Average sale price $5.16. Man, how that card has fallen. $5.16 average sale for a PSA 10. That's crazy. Okay, let's go over to the top baseball card sales in the world in the last 7 days by sale price. On April 23rd, Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Topps Chrome Rookie Auto Red Wave Refractor out of 5 Raw sold for $250,000. Mickey Mantle's 1952 Topps 311 base in PSA 4.5 yesterday, April 28th, sold for $195,000. We still got that Anthony Volpe sale from a few weeks ago in the top five, the 2020 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto Red Refractor out of 5, first in PSA 10. Of course, a pop 1, sold for $100,000. Mickey Mantle's 1952 Topps 311 base SGC 5 sold yesterday as well for $90,000. And Rod Carew, his 1967 Topps 569 rookie stars in PSA 9 pop 62, sold for $26,000 a couple of days ago on April 27th. On the same day, Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1991 Topps Desert Shield, number 790 base in PSA 10, a pop 28. Get this, sold for $21,700 on April 27th. Babe Ruth's 1933 Gaudi 144 base in PSA 3, sold on April 25th for $15,500. Willie Mays' 1952 Topps 261 base in SGC 5, sold yesterday, April 28th for $14,400. On the same day, we had two Hank Aaron sales. His 1961 Topps base 415 in SGC 9, sold for $9,900. And his 1954 Topps 128 base in PSA 6 sold for $9,600. And a Jackie Robinson 1948 Leaf base in SGC 3 sold on the same day, April 28th, for $8,700. And a Pete Rose 1963 Topps 537 rookie stars in PSA 7.5 sold for $8,100 again yesterday, April 28th. All right, now let's take a look at the baseball cards that meet the criteria of 5 or more sales in the last 7 days that have the highest sale price. Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1989 Upper Deck number 1 base star rookie in PSA 10, a pop 41.36, sold yesterday for $1,680. Mike Trout's 2011 Topps Update US 175 base in PSA 10, a pop 63/12. Also sold yesterday for $979. Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Bowman Chrome number one base batting in PSA 10, pop 39/37, sold yesterday for $659. Gunnar Henderson's 2019 Bowman Draft Chrome Auto first in PSA 10, pop 420, sold yesterday for $622. A lot of huge baseball card sales yesterday. It's a great time to be selling your baseball cards. Even Billy Ripken's 1989 Fleer 616 base, the FF error. We can't say what FF stands for on this show, but it's the FF error card, the famous one in PSA 10, pop 2587. Guys, that card sold for $500 yesterday, April 28th. Okay, now for the top baseball card sales graded only with 10 or more sales in the last 7 days from 2012 through the present, Gunnar Henderson's 2019 Bowman Draft Chrome Refractor PSA 10, non-auto, just the Refractor PSA 10, pop 1035, sold 15 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $135. That card's up 44.9% or $41.79. Henderson's 2023 Topps Chrome number two refractor in PSA 10, sold 10 times in the last 7 days. Yesterday for $69, makes it up $19 or 38%. Ellie De La Cruz's 2023 Topps Now 541 base. This is a print run, guys, of 30,759. In PSA 10, it's a pop 1608. 21 sales of this card over the last 7 days, up $7.19 because of yesterday's sale of $31.50. That's up 29.6%. Juan Soto's 2018 Topps Heritage 502 base, PSA 10, pop 73.76, sold 13 times in the last 7 days, sold yesterday for $50.50. That's up $11 or 27.8%. And Ronald Acuna Jr.'s 2017 Bowman Chrome first prospect in PSA 10, pop 86.53, sold 10 times in the last 7 days, sold yesterday for $96.65. That's up $19.10 from its previous sale. So that is up 24.6%. Okay, now same category, graded only, baseball cards from 2012 through the present, 10 or more sales in the last 7 days, but who are the biggest fallers? Gavin Lux. That 2020 Topps 292 base PSA 10 pop 17,923, selling like hotcakes, 26 sales of that card over the last 7 days. But the last sale was yesterday for $3.32. That's down 49.4%. Juan Soto's 2018 Topps Heritage base 502 in PSA 9 sold 10 times in the last 7 days, but the PSA 9 last sale was yesterday, $10.90. That's down 41%. Ellie De La Cruz's 2023 Topps Now number 400. This is a different card than we just mentioned. Base print run of 18,972 in a PSA 10, pop 1246, sold 12 times in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $21.79. That's down 38.6%. And Bobby Witt Jr.'s 2020 Bowman Chrome first prospect in PSA 10 is a pop 2552. 10 sales of that card in the last 7 days. Last sale yesterday, $41.05. That is down 37.8%. All right, everybody, special thank you to CGC Cards. This episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. Our CGC slab highlight of the day is this beautiful 1990 Topps Ken Griffey Jr. rookie debut in CGC 9. Sold for $14.51 yesterday, April 28th, on four bids. Great looking card. Thank you for joining us on the weekly baseball card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. And stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com and get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. And of course, our formula-based sports card rankings, clutch to you making money flipping sports cards. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Have a great day.